everyone, and welcome back to Bose & Company. I'm your host, Emily O, and welcome back to our fifth episode. We are so excited to be here yet again, and I am joined by my company from last week, my mother, Anne. Welcome, welcome. We're excited to have you here again.
Thank you for having me back.
So exciting. You had such a great response from your episode last week, and we had such a fun time filming. So we're here for part two, because yes, we're not done with our conversation.
No, and I was excited. I was nervous about it last week, because I had never recorded like that, but I'm telling you, I loved that microphone.
Good. Well, I'm glad that you had a fun experience here.
Well, you're a good host. You asked me the questions and I was able to answer them. So
that's what we're hoping. It's hoping to be fun on the podcast. So like our other episodes, we're going to start off with our pits and peak of the week.
Okay.
And I think that we have the same pits and the same peaks. So I am going to throw it over to you, Anne, to share.
All right. This is going to be fun. So I would say that our pit is the podcast and the production of the podcast, but it has now become a peak, and it started off as a fiasco.
Fiasco.
That is a great word, and that there's no better way to describe it. Okay, so we started off, and it was a friend of Claire and Connor's who is fantastic, and we really liked him, and he worked at a podcast studio, and so we went to that studio because of him. He then got another job, but kind of helped us out. And the person that took over for him is, he's a nice enough person, but he kept making, I would say, simple errors. And
yes,
he, for instance, he put your whole email to him in the description of the podcast.
He copied and pasted an email and put it in our description.
Yes.
And you guys reached out and were super nice in my DMs and were like, hey, I don't think this is supposed to be in there. And it wasn't anything bad, but it was just embarrassing.
Correct. It was just your whole email.
Just my whole email.
Yes. Yeah. And it was very polite and nicely written, right, but it was an extremely long title on your podcast page. So thank goodness you had people that let you know that it was there. Okay, so we had to correct that. And then you had some edits. You're brand new at this. You've never done this before. Okay, so one of the times there was an edit that needed to be done. And so what do I say? I say, why don't you call the guy?
Just call them. What's the worst that could happen? And prior, the week before, when the email had been copy and pasted into the description, I was kind of panicking. So I did, in fact, pick up the phone and call the owner and explain the situation to him, and he quickly fixed it. And then the following week, there were more errors with the description. So, like, I had called this person before.
Yes. And I don't think you knew at the time that you were calling the owner.
Yes.
For instance, we were out and about and you're getting all these DMs about how the email is actually the title of your podcast and you couldn't get a hold of anybody.
I didn't have a phone
number. So we went to the podcast studio's homepage and there was a phone number there. And of course I said, call this number. Well, it turns out it's probably, I think, the owner's cell phone.
Yeah.
And he took care of that email issue right away. Okay, so the next week comes, and you needed one other edit to happen, just to tweak it just a little bit.
Just a little tweak, and you're like, just ring him up. So I do the same thing. I pick up the phone, and I call this man, and I am explaining how I need these edits taken out pretty quickly because the episode was supposed to go live the next day.
And I'm going to interject here. Yeah. It was one edit.
It was one edit.
One little thing.
Yep.
And
good point.
He had made other edits for you, but there was just this one extra little thing. And, you know, you're paying to go to the studio.
Oh,
you're
yeah,
paying for everything. So I didn't know that there was a limit on the edits. Okay, so go ahead. You call the number.
So I call the number. You're sitting right there with me. I quickly tell the owner what's going on. And immediately this man starts yelling at me. I said screaming. To me, he was screaming, but he was for sure yelling at me. He starts going off.
It was alarming.
It was alarming. He starts going off at me, guys. Like, I don't understand why there are so many edits. I heard you had like 30 edits. That is not how you do a podcast. Your podcast is not going to go anywhere if you keep going.
That was helpful.
That was helpful, telling me that my really podcast wasn't going to go anywhere. And then, so he keeps going on and on. He's like, I have one of the top rated podcasts. And, you know, I know all the people in the business, blah, blah, blah. And so I immediately get a pit in my stomach and my face turns red because nobody likes to be screamed at like that. By the way, this is a fashion and lifestyle podcast we're talking about. This is as lighthearted as it got, you know? And this is, your phone number was the one listed on the website to contact.
Yes.
And I didn't have the phone number to my editor.
It was outrageous.
It was unhinged.
And you had it on speaker and I was nearby and I could hear it. Elizabeth was upstairs. She comes running down because she hears this screaming on the phone. And I'm thinking, okay, he's having a bad day, but there are numerous ways that you could handle this.
So I shipped the phone over to you.
Yes, it was actually kind of funny. You just sort of slid the phone over to me, like, take it away, Anne. Yeah. And I sit down and I said, hello. I won't use the guy's name. I said, hi, this is Anne, and I'm Emily's mom, and I also work with her. And we can leave this outrage over all of these edits, but right now we just need this one particular edit taken care of. He starts yelling. I think he was yelling at me then, too.
He was, yes. Yes. He did not let up.
Correct. So we got through that whole conversation, and I kind of just glossed over it a little bit, but I was firm. Like, mm-hmm. you cannot, I mean, this is outrageous. So just mostly please take care of the thing that we need, edit it out, and we will be all set, and we'll be back in the studio next week. Okay, so then
the next day.
Oh, what happened the next day?
No, it was the next day we went in to record.
You're right.
It was the next day. Yes, because my episodes go live on Mondays, and then Tuesday at the time, we would go into the studio and record. So we still had that set time.
Yes, that is right. And the other thing is, I also want to say, we've never talked to the person before. We've never been introduced. That was our first interaction with the owner of a business where we are a customer.
Yes. Was met with screaming. So the next day we go in to record and we think that it's going to be the editor guy who usually just sits in there and, you know, mm-hmm. takes care of it. It's not. The owner is there. And yes, I look at you and I'm like, oh, okay, here we go. Like, I do really, like, are you kidding me? So we walk in and we introduce, you know, one another. And then I think you said something like, oh, I didn't know I was going to get yelled at.
Well, I said it to him. I did say it firmly. Oh, and I looked right at him and I said, you know, after we introduced ourselves, I said, I had no idea that we were going to get yelled at or screamed at like we did the other day. Mm-hmm. That seemed out of control and unnecessary. He then replies, I didn't yell.
Okay. So now you're gaslighting us.
Yes. I'm going to say this story doesn't really go anywhere. We're just reporting on what happened with our podcast.
I just
want
to share our journey because I wanted to tell them. Because
I mean, I feel like we're building it up. That was really the highlight of it. I mean, he denied it. He looks away and he goes, I was in an Uber and I couldn't hear you. Okay. Well, we could all hear you because you were screaming.
You were yelling. Yes.
Yes. And I just, who does do well with yelling?
No.
I mean, you can't.
It was a hostile environment that we had walked into. So then we are sitting down to record.
And that was my first podcast. So I had, you know, he's introducing us himself. And then now I have to sit down and do this podcast. So we sit down at the microphones and he's adjusting the soundboard and everything. And we start going. And luckily, Emily, since you've done it before, you said, I cannot hear my guest, my company.
He did it incorrectly. He couldn't even set it up.
He didn't. And he said to us, he said, I've never even operated this equipment in here.
And I did say to him, I'm like, don't you own this place? Like, I don't
know. You were nicer than that.
No, I was. I was actually very nice. Yeah, but I was like, don't you own this? Like,
yes, it was strange.
Because we were met with a hostel, and then he kept going with, I don't even use this. And then I couldn't hear you. So you're not even setting it up correctly. And then before that even happened though, he was talking about how he still kept saying there should be no edits. And you were like, well, if I cough, I would like her to edit it out. Yes. He's like, what's wrong with a cough? And so we had already been kind of heading this back.
I don't actually think he has ever heard my coughing fit. If I start laughing or I get a tickle in my throat, it's all over.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, I said, nobody wants to listen.
Nobody wants to. And also, if sometimes I regain control, like I need to switch to a different question, there are long pauses. I'm not going to make you guys sit through a long pause. You have things to do. You're here for information. So we had already had the conversation. Then he screws up the microphone. I can't hear you. Nothing is working. He figures it out, whatever. I, the whole time, I don't know about you, was really uptight about messing up because he basically was saying that I was not allowed to edit anything out is what I got.
Yes, and I actually think that we did pretty well.
Oh, yeah.
One, because it was the first time I'd ever done it, and two, under the tense conditions that we did it, I just blocked him out and just had fun with you doing
right.
it.
Yes.
And then I think while we were there, I think part of the issue is I think that he wanted to really advise us and he wanted to tell us exactly what to do. And I think that ultimately maybe it bothered him that we just wanted to use the studio space. We didn't we really didn't want his advice on.
And you said that on the phone. I forgot.
I did. I said it. I don't. It was probably too harsh.
No, it wasn't. He was, when he was yelling on the phone, he kept saying, my advice is that you don't edit, blah, blah, blah. And then Anne very firmly and assertively said, well, I actually didn't ask you for your advice ever. We just need your recording studio.
That probably wasn't very nice of
me. Well, then it really set him off.
It did. We I don't know if that was
phone,
good.
Frankly, because it was just completely unnecessary. Anyway, yes. Going back to the time. So we're recording the whole thing. You did a fantastic job. Completely blocked him out. I think he wasn't even listening to us. We finished the episode. And then he was like, well, I'm sorry if you thought that I was yelling at you.
Classic.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And guys, you should have been there. Well, I wish you could have been there because we all would have had a great time. She's standing. You have your hands on your steering right at. Oh yeah, you were so firm. It was perfect. And you were like, you did not back down. I was weak and I was looking all around and
you were. I didn't think you were weak, but you were. It was uncomfortable for you. It was not uncomfortable for me.
No.
And I'm sorry you thought I was yelling at you.
That's what it was.
I mean, what is that apology? Because I've used that apology before. Like, I'm sorry you feel that way.
Yes.
It was right
but
in
this
that
is
same
a customer
department.
And we're paying. We were paying him a lot of money and he kept going back and I have the number one dating podcast and this is what I need to do, blah, blah, blah. We leave the recording studio and we're like, dear Lord.
Yes. And I did say to him, I said, I still don't understand how you speak to a customer. Like we have never met before. I don't have encounters like this with people.
No.
I mean, it.
And then he said, we're getting riled up about this.
We're
again.
Getting
this
riled
is,
up and it's probably
like
boring everyone.
No, it's probably boring. But one more thing. He was like, if it's anything, it's just coming. I'm very passionate. You know, I want it to do well, which is a lie because when the first guy left, remember we didn't hear from anyone for 2 weeks and
that's
we had
correct.
To chase after them.
Right.
You know what I mean? So yes. If you really cared about my podcast, immediately you would have reached out with a solution
yes.
and filled right in. So that was a complete lie as well.
And I think the whole thing was like a missed opportunity for him because
yes.
we were really embracing the space. The main reason we went there is because of Matt, who is Claire and Connor's friend.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I don't know what this business owner, he should have been praising Matt because Matt brought in a new customer. So.
And he just lost. There was only two people we found out recording in the Cleveland studio. I'm really just giving it all away. Two people recording in the Cleveland studio.
Yes.
And then he just lost the one.
I know.
Us.
So it's terrible.
Okay.
So we are upset about this. It just really bothered me, the whole thing. So then Dad got involved,
mm-hmm.
and he had a great suggestion.
Yes.
And we went and we recorded yesterday in a great studio. However, we both went to bed just exasperated. And we felt bad. The person was so nice. The whole situation was lovely. The space was great.
It had cameras involved.
Yeah, there were cameras.
So high tech.
Really high tech, except... The guy didn't plug in the sound.
he didn't plug in
the
sound.
We talked for over an hour.
It was our longest episode to date. It was probably an hour and a half because
I had to
point,
be cut off. I was talking. We were having a really fun time.
A really fun time. I mean, it was such a good episode and we covered so much.
We were looking at, well, you were great. You were looking at the cameras. That was an extra
thing. They had soft
thing.
Lighting.
Like,
it was
there
like,
were yes, there were lights coming on us. We had hung the sign. We had some
merch
your
on the
merch
table.
On, I mean, I'm just repeating everything you're saying, but it was really a great experience. And then we finish, and the setup took a while. It was just, he was really enjoying the moment. And then at the very end, you could see the panic, and I felt really bad for him.
I did feel really
the
bad
The panic,
for him.
He's such a nice guy. Panic on his face. And he says, I think there might be a problem with the audio, but I'm going to see if we can work through it. You get a phone call 20 minutes later. He sends it, and nothing was hooked up.
Nothing was hooked up.
We could hear ourselves talking on the microphones, but we did tests and everything. I have no idea. It's not my department.
Basically, what happened was the only audio that we had was from the cameras that were recording in the room. So it sounded like a cell phone, basically.
Yes.
You could barely hear us. And the whole – and so yesterday, that whole – ordeal took about 4.5 hours.
It did.
And we didn't have a product.
Nothing.
And we were exhausted by the whole thing.
Oh, and I'm going to add in one other funny
Please.
Thing. So I said to Emily last night, I'm like, okay, so at least we have the video. And, you know, maybe that sounds okay. Well, then she says there's no sound. And she said, and furthermore, we both look like we are sweating.
Melt, guys. Melting.
And he was really great. And it was nice. And it was going to be a good setup. Okay, so.
And it was a free studio space. So we didn't lose any money
no.
on that whole situation either. So it was okay.
It was okay. So then this morning, we both have a lot of stamina going on here this morning.
I'm going to interrupt you once again. So we basically went to bed last night and we were like, we don't have an episode.
Deflated.
For Monday is no. what we, I was like, we don't have an episode for Monday because we can't go back and record at the studio today. We burned bridges with the first place. And we also, yeah.
So I had dreams. My dreams last night were podcast topics, how we could do the podcast. I couldn't stop thinking about it.
I went to bed thinking about it and I woke up thinking about it. And it was,
same.
It was kind of like you said this morning when you like type an entire 10-page paper and then the whole thing gets deleted. Like that's kind
yes.
of how we're
and
feeling.
And it's happened to,
it's happened to everyone. Yes.
This is minor in the whole scheme of things, but it's just what we have to share today.
I just wanted to fill you guys in.
Yes. Yes. It's nothing major. It's just sort of what happened. So today I said, okay, I think that people are making podcasts everywhere. There are 12-year-olds doing podcasts. Someone
Absolutely.
Was like, oh, my dad makes a podcast. He just talks right into his computer.
Yeah, this is not rocket science.
No, so I said, okay, this is nonsense. We can do this.
This is nonsense.
Yes, nonsense. So, Emily, you had received one podcast microphone for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Got in the car today at noon. I'm like, we are going to do this. I went back from the lake house to our house. I found the microphone. Then I went to Best Buy, and I talked to the nicest guy at Best Buy. And we got another microphone. What else did I get?
Headphones.
Oh, two headphones, which that was a production because we didn't want wireless or whatever. So then I said to him, super nice guy, is there anything else that you think I'm going to need?
Mm-hmm.
No, I think this is great. I even got a new tripod because we didn't have a good one.
Yeah.
We didn't get to that today.
We don't have time for this.
No.
We still have a dinner reservation at 6:30 that
yes.
we have to get
so
to.
So we did not have time
We were
going to
set up the camera to record this whole thing and like it. We just... For another time.
This could be, I mean, we could really be talking way too much about this, but the bottom line is.
I don't care. I have to get it out.
That was our pit, this disaster. Okay, so I get back. I bring the two microphones. We have the headsets. We go. I'm undoing it all. I'm plugging it in. I did not bring the adapters from home. You know, the USB cord has to go into the adapter. I got back. I looked online. Target near us, which is still kind of far from us, didn't have them.
Because we're kind of in the middle of nowhere.
Yes. So I looked online. They were in stock at Walmart. I went to Walmart. I didn't even fill you in on the Walmart fiasco.
It's
Friday afternoon. I was spent. Yes. But.
So then you got the USBs. You came back home. I'm starting to plug everything in. And originally I thought that I could record this whole thing through my editing software, which I use for YouTube, which is Final Cut Pro, which is basically like the premium iMovie. You have to buy it, but it's part of an Apple. So I'm like, it's going to be fine. We're going to record through Final Cut Pro. Well, turns out you can only use one microphone on Final Cut Pro because it's supposed to be used as
Who
a voiceover
knew?
And not a podcasting
right.
software.
Right.
Okay. update your app, Final Cut Pro. Get with the, like, we need to be able to do everything.
Yes.
So then we sat here for a good amount of time and we figured it all out on GarageBand and we were able to sync both of the microphones up at once. I still can't hear you through the headphones, but
Same.
We can hear ourselves through the headphones and we're close enough where I know what you're saying.
I'm still really proud of us. I do laugh because I'm Googling everything, you know, putting in full on sentences into Google to try it, but it worked.
But
you
yeah,
watched
what?
Some YouTube
Best
videos.
Buy and Google, that's all you need. I'm really, this, everyone was making this seem way more complicated than it need to be these past, really four, the whole month, everyone was
I mean,
acting.
We're saying like, it did take us a while today and you're going to have to edit it a little bit, but I am really proud of us because we worked together, we figured it out, we learned something new.
We still have a little bit of a hostage situation, I will say, because I still don't have my files, which hopefully by the time this thing is live.
Yes.
The original studio podcasting still has all of my material.
Right.
And we haven't gotten it back yet. So immediately after we record this episode, we are going to get that back because this is going up on Monday if it's
yes.
the last thing we do.
No,
yes.
I mean, we have really, really stretched this story out, but we've been consumed by it because the podcast is just a fun new aspect of Emily Ombos.
Yes. And
you know what? Can I jump in and change the subject a minute and go back to my pit from last week?
Oh, yeah. So I just wanted to explain the whole podcasting thing. I feel like now we're all caught up.
Yes.
And I wanted to share because part of the journey is the learning curves and getting to this point. So we're now just recording in our house with the microphones and we kind of did a full circle back to.
But we were also screaming because we were so excited.
We were
that
screaming.
We got it.
We were proud of ourselves.
Happy screaming, not like the
yes.
crazy screaming that we had before.
Right.
And it is really nice because we're just in our home.
Yeah. No pressure.
No. And This is great.
Yes. Okay. So moving on from that, yes. More updates to come if anything else happens, but why don't you go ahead and I want to talk about your pit from last week, which was about the hydrangeas, and then that'll lead us into the bachelorette party, I think.
Oh, okay.
So
that's
go
great.
Ahead. Take it away.
That's a great idea. Well, I just need to give a little tiny update. Dollar hydrangea, because I ordered my hydrangeas. I was wrong on the calendar, and they came a week too early. It is now going on 2 weeks. Not all of them have lasted, but I still have. I mean, we had a lot of hydrangeas. But I noticed that the white ones, I'm really paying attention to it because I'm getting a lot of DMs and just cute questions about the hydrangeas. I would say that the white ones lasted longer than the blue ones. And they definitely made it through the weekend. The little containers that I used, if you look on pictures on Instagram or whatever from the brunch, I think that cutting them shorter caused them. I've never paid so much attention to hydrangeas, but yeah. Cutting them shorter, they did not last as long. And Saturday morning came and I did go out, snuck into the yard early in the morning because I was staying over at my parents' house.
Yeah.
And I cut some pink ones and I did supplement the ones on the brunch table.
Okay, so that was it. That was all you had to do was a few and like three or four pink ones for the centerpieces at the brunch. Everything else survived. Right.
So the bottom line is dollar hydrangea.
Yeah.
I love them. The problem is it's called dollar hydrangea. It's sort of like the dollar store now. Everything I think's $1.25 or something. Dollar hydrangea, they are not each a dollar, but they're
well, what are they?
I know. I wish you could see Emily's face.
I'm sorry,
she's
what?
Like, I'm confused. It's kind of misleading, dollar hydrangea.
No, it should be totally misleading.
Dollars hydrangea or something.
How many, how what's the estimation?
I'm not sure because I forget that kind
of stuff.
Well,
you got 120 stems, so it wasn't $120?
No.
Well, what is going on?
I think that it was something that maybe started a number of years ago and it was dollar hydrangea. And then they
inflation
were like, okay,
happened,
that was
like,
a terrible idea.
But they already trademarked it.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that is very misleading. It's a draw though. You hear dollar hydrangea and you think, and they're very long stems. And like I said, they were in a box for a couple of days because I couldn't get here. And they are, we're going on 2 weeks and I probably have, I have a lot left.
But I was receiving DMs from people with videos, kind of how to keep your hydrangeas alive.
Yes. I have tried different things. Nothing seems to work for me. Like, I don't know. You can put them back in the refrigerator. You know what? I did change the water a lot.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm telling you, they flourished the entire weekend. They were fluffy. They were really bright. And
they photographed
beautifully. Oh my gosh. Photographed beautifully. So I overall would say that your pit quickly turned into a peak.
Yeah.
And once again, we learned something. We learned that we can, you know, really foster our baby hydrangeas and keep them alive.
And the other thing is now I'm happy that I got them so early because there was a lot of other stuff to do.
Absolutely.
Yes.
It actually turned out quite well because you were able to do those arrangements calmly a couple days in advance. And moving forward, you know, maybe don't order the box like a full week early, but just knowing that they will last, you don't use them immediately for an event, I think
exactly.
Is great.
And I think they're available all year round.
We got them during like COVID.
Yes.
In the height of COVID, you were ordering dollar hydrangea.
Yes.
So, wow. But just to clarify, they are not a dollar. You're
no,
telling me.
They are not. Okay. I did think about that after the fact because it is deceiving. Because even when my friend Kelly told me about it, I mean, I was gasping. I'm like, what do you mean they're each a dollar?
Is it close to a dollar? Like,
it is
$1.50?
It's not bad. I don't know. I should have looked that up.
Okay. Well, you know.
It's not outrageous.
It's not outrageous.
No.
And the convenience is something that
is.
I feel like when you go to, it's definitely less than when you go to a grocery store.
Oh, absolutely.
Most definitely.
And
okay.
I do like that you can schedule.
Yeah.
And I think I told you last time that the customer service was very nice because, of course, I was convinced that I had not ordered them this early.
Yeah.
And I sent a nice email and they very nicely sent back my order, and I had, in fact, ordered them early. And they gave me some tips as well.
Oh, my gosh. So so we love dollar hydrangea, or however many dollars it equals. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's a fantastic company.
Yes.
So thank you for that update.
Of course.
And I wanted to kind of lead into The Bachelorette a little bit. I know we were posting so much about it, but it was honestly just one of the weekends that we will remember for forever. Really.
It was it was so fun. And you and Elizabeth did an awesome job. I was behind the scenes. I stayed over at my parents' house all weekend and really didn't see any of you. I came and waved to you on Saturday night as you guys were going to dinner. And then I came over on Sunday morning just to sit and talk to everybody before they were leaving.
Yes.
But I really tried to stay out of the way because...
And Dad stayed at home and my grandparents... you know, prepped the house for you. And then
they were so nice. So everyone was involved.
Yes, they did give up their weekend. Everyone was involved and super helpful to make this happen because we had 14 girls come and stay here and we only had one air mattress, which I thought was really impressive. And Elizabeth did sleep over at my grandparents' house with you.
She did.
Yeah.
Which was nice. And one girl ended up having, unfortunately, COVID.
Yes.
So there was supposed to be 15,
and then it led
It was 16. One had COVID, and one girl stayed one night, and she had to leave the second
night.
That
is right, yeah.
So it was 15 one night and 14 the next night, and not that that really matters. I don't know why. It's like
it was carry the one, and then that equals, and then subtract two, and then that's how many people were here. No, totally. And I was so impressed with how prepared you were with the whole weekend. I mean, it was a well-oiled machine. We had our tasks, and Elizabeth and I, technically, as the co-maids of honor, we did host the event. You know, we were in charge of making the sure the invitations went out and confirming everybody who was coming and answering questions, but you were the one who was the mastermind behind the decorations and the theme and making sure everybody's gift bags were ready to go. So the theme was something blue. Do you want to talk a little bit about your ideas behind this?
Yes. So it was, that's pretty common, something blue, and it worked well with the lake house and the lake vibe that we were going with, and we had a really cute invitation that we sent out, and it gave an itinerary for the whole weekend, and we broke it down. People came Friday night, and we think that people liked having an assignment of what to wear.
Oh, I think so.
I think so. So Friday night was pizza and pajama party, and we gave them all matching pajamas, and then they had navy blue ones piped in white, and then Claire had white pajamas.
Yep.
Side note, I think we've talked about this a lot, Emily. And I don't know when it started, maybe 15 years ago or something. I love the whole thing where the bride wears white to everything.
Yes, I think that's super fun. We were talking about this.
Yes,
separately.
It never even dawned on me when I was getting married and going to shower. I don't remember anyone doing that. Maybe there weren't that many white dresses available. I have no idea.
Because even when we were at the dress shop and we were talking to those women, she had also never, and she was around your age, I would say.
Yes.
The Cindy's. The one, remember she wore like a red dress to something for her rehearsal dinner instead of white.
Yeah, so, mine was royal blue. It was beautiful. Yeah. Never, ever thought of a white dress. And so, but I kind of like this. I mean,
it's
an assignment. Yeah, like, you know.
Yeah.
And like Claire had a really pretty white dress for the shower.
Yes.
And then, of course, we did the white pajamas. Mm-hmm. And then what else?
The white dress for the brunch the next day, which was at the beach house.
Yes, that was really cute. Themed. And we did blue and white shoes for her.
Yes.
That had like a little floral pattern on it.
That was really cute.
So the itinerary that we set out, so Friday night was the pizza pajama party. And when the girls arrived, oh, this was cute. When the girls arrived, you and Elizabeth greeted them with champagne.
Yes, a glass of Prosecco because it was blue.
Yes, so that was really nice. And then we had welcome bags all set up for them outside. When did you give, did you wait till everyone came?
Most of the group had arrived, and then we were waiting for maybe like three girls who were coming in way later. And then we took them outside, and they all found their bag. And then that's when they kind of opened everything and changed into their pajamas. And then when the other guests arrived, we filled them in on. Mm-hmm. So it was like midway. We let people have their welcome drinks and their appetizers. I think it was before dinner, I would say.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, that's really cute.
Yes. And they loved the bags. They were screaming and giggling about the whole thing.
Okay,
so
that's good. And we did, for the bags, we did a tote bag, just a natural colored tote bag and blue straps.
Yep.
Really cute. Mm-hmm. And we tried to think of things that they could use again that also went with the lake house theme. And we're right near a beach. So we did a blue and white cabana striped beach towel.
Super cute.
Navy flip-flops. Claire got white ones. Mm-hmm. And then we had the pajamas in there. Oh, and then we did a little seersucker, blue and white seersucker hat.
Yeah. So everything in the bag, we wanted to make sure that they could take home and use in other parts of their life.
Yes, and I think Claire was surprised because we added, I found a super cute sweatshirt that said something blue.
Yes.
And we put that in there for her. And then she had slippers that said bride?
I think they just said bride. Yeah.
Bride maybe on each side. Yep. And then I don't know if you knew I had gotten it for you. They said maid of honor for you and Elizabeth.
And that was a surprise too. Yeah. It was super cute.
Okay, good.
Friday night, Saturday, we had the brunch. Super lovely, relaxing. It was catered in the beach house, which was delicious as well. The food was great.
Elizabeth and I had everything at my parents' house.
Yes.
And then we took it down, set it up, and then I disappeared.
Yes.
And it rained. It did rain a little bit.
Yeah,
so we had it was going to be on the beach. And then luckily we looked at radar and we moved the tables undercover. It was kind of cozy.
It was so cozy. Yes. Mm-hmm. And then we went to something called the Summer Market, which happens once a year right outside of Cleveland. And it is a huge outdoor market with about 50 vendors ranging from so many different things. So we thought it'd be a fun activity to take all the girls there to shop around, just to be outside. We all got like little coffees. We saw some friends, which was honestly super fun. So that took...
That was cute. Much, like, and you all afternoon. Had like, we told everyone to bring a sundress for yes. Saturday morning. And everybody looked so cute
mm-hmm. from so the pictures. Cute. Yes.
And then at Summer Market as well. And then you guys came back and relaxed and then got changed for dinner.
Yeah, after the Summer Market, then we went to dinner, and we had a private room at our favorite French restaurant, and we took the water taxi, and Claire was in a lovely blue and white little shift dress. No, it wasn't shift, just a little frock.
It was cute. It had, like, little, little ruffles.
Yes, and then everybody else was told to wear a solid blue. So I was in a navy dress. A lot of girls were in light blue, and it was just stunning. I came down, because I was obviously, like, running a little bit late before we hopped on the water taxi, and... It was like golden hour and all the girls were in their beautiful dresses and I just gasped because I was like, this is quite the sight. And Claire was glowing. So then we went to dinner and we had a lovely like 3-course dinner with appetizers and a champagne toast. And the waiters were so fun and were getting involved with everything. And we were there really late and then we came home and had a little dance party. So oh my gosh. Was one of the best meals and dinners probably of the whole summer.
So fun.
So fun. And then Sunday we just had a... kind of an early breakfast that we set out for everyone just to make sure that with travel schedules, we were, you know, allowing everyone to leave when they needed to. If some people had flights or, you know, obviously had to get back to work on Monday. So Sunday was just breakfast and talking with people. And you said hi.
Yeah, that was fun. I got to come down and really talk and see everybody.
Yep.
It was just a nice weekend. And I think based on what you guys have told me, bachelor and bachelorette parties have gotten... what I'm going to say a little out of control.
No, it's true. I mean, and this is just our opinion, but it
thought it used to be like a bridal lunch or something, and then it was just a night out, and right. Now it is turned into an extravaganza, the trips, and it just gets, I think it can be very expensive for your people guests. For your guests to be traveling everywhere and doing that. So it was really... really nice that we had the house and that people were excited to come. So really all they had to do was their travel expenses.
Yes.
And enough people drove and the people that flew, it was fine. So I was sad that it was over on Sunday, but it was such a success. Everyone had a great time.
I agree. So we wanted it to still be kind of a vacation for the girls who came because, you know, it was equal parts of super fun, but then also like a little mini holiday for them, if you will. So if you want more information about where everything is from, we have a blog post up on my website, which is available. It's there. It's living there. So we've literally linked every single part of this weekend. Decorations, the gift bags we gave all the girls, all of our outfits and accessories, and again, kind of an itinerary. I know we talked a little bit about that, but if you want to reference it, then it will be on my blog. And I actually sent out the full review in the newsletter. So that's, if you're subscribed to our newsletter, you get the exclusive content right away. But if you are not subscribed or you missed that, you can also find it on the blog. So I just wanted to give that little shout out.
Because we included, you had a lot of questions about where's the invitation from. We had a really pretty wall hanging.
Yes.
Which was great backdrop for pictures. Mm-hmm. So we linked pretty much everything.
I think,
And we always feel bad, at least I feel bad, when like Elizabeth's dress was so cute on Saturday night, but I think it sold out.
So really?
we found a similar one.
That's okay.
But I know.
It's still like get the look type thing.
It's get the look. And it is cute. Like you could replicate a lot of these things
the whole
for,
weekend,
like
if you
said,
want.
For a birthday party.
Birthday.
Yeah.
And what I liked about something blue is it wasn't super nautical necessarily. It was more coastal. Someone commented on my TikTok, which I loved, and they were like, this is like the coastal grandmother equivalent to a bachelorette party. And I was like, that's exactly
cute.
What the vibe was. So it was still Claire, you know, I feel like sometimes with bachelorette parties, and obviously you can just like pick a random theme and go with it totally. But what I loved about the weekend, it was like, it was so Claire, it was so us. And it really felt like we were living out our bachelorette weekend truth.
Yes.
Not to be dramatic, but So it was just a banner weekend.
Yes. It was really fun. Yeah. And I feel like we've recovered now.
Yes, I think so. Mm-hmm. And we're recording this now just because of the fiasco. Everything got pushed back on Friday. So it's been like a full week afterwards.
Yes.
And Claire just also posted her beautiful engagement pictures, which were stunning.
I love them.
Yes. Yes. They were gorgeous. So she just got those back. So there's just been like one wedding thing after another.
Yes. And I think now we had the shower and then obviously we had the bachelorette. And part of the reason for that is we wanted like Elizabeth's home from school and my niece's home. So that's why we did the summer shower, which was good. And then obviously the lake house is more fun in the summer.
Yes.
So I think that's why. And I also feel like Claire and Connor have weekend things going. They've got weddings.
People are busy. So we had to fit it in when
those
they
were
could.
Like the weekends that worked for them.
Yes. And also, Claire's having another shower hosted by your good friend in the fall.
Yes. So and that'll be with her like girlfriends and different people. So that'll spread it out a little bit.
No, I think it's very nicely, easily spread out. And then the wedding is early December, mm-hmm. just to give people a little bit of context.
And so, I will say, not that you asked, but I will say that having the shower in the summer, which was so nice of my sister and my niece to have, kind of made us get organized.
Yes.
Which we know that I love to do.
Oh, yes.
And we were able to get the wedding, the guest list situated quickly. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she got to register because we were having the shower. So I feel like it got things under control very quickly.
I agree with that. I think that it really led everyone to sit down, figure out their lists. And do you want to talk a little bit about the registry?
Oh my gosh, the registry is so fun.
So fun. She received such thoughtful and beautiful gifts for her shower. Mm-hmm. And I feel like, so Claire and you obviously worked on the registry together. And do you want to share where you registered from?
Yeah, sure. So Claire and Connor did they did a little bit. And then I kind of, you know, I couldn't help myself. I jumped in a little bit.
Just dipped my toes in it.
Yes. So she streamlined it and she really just wanted to, or maybe it was both of them, but I'll just say Claire and it means both Claire and Connor.
Totally.
They registered at Crate and Barrel and Bloomingdale's. And we had a really fun time picking out the different things. And yeah. I worked as an advisor.
Yes, Em. You were the advisor to the registry. No, you did. Yes.
Because my mom really, you know, but you don't know.
Yeah.
And I just know that my mom was extremely helpful when I was registering. And I did say to them, I said, it's not necessarily immediate. It's you're setting up your home
for your life together.
Yes. Yes.
And you never know when you're going to need that platter. So why don't you just register?
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And so Claire was all for that. She was like, yes, what do you think? I will say when I helped her Crate and Barrel, I did notice all of a sudden she had 5 pitchers.
Oh, did she? That's
all different funny. Kinds of pitchers. I must have been in a mood for, different. I said, okay, we need to rein it. That was completely my fault because I was like, oh, maybe that one and that one. Yes.
Yeah.
She doesn't, they don't have enough. They won't have enough space for all of those things.
Right.
So she did pick out a really pretty china. It's just white, a formal china with a gold band. Very simple that, you know, she's not going to tire of.
Absolutely. And classic,
Connor,
if you
will. Connor
will
not tire of it either.
No one will tire of the china. Yes.
So she has a nice, and I also said to her, this is just my thoughts on registry, but when I go to buy a wedding present for somebody, really, you want to buy something off the registry that you like.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I think that you have to have a wide variety, a bunch of price points for people at different stages in their life. And you have to have just a variety of items.
I think that's a really great idea. And you had said that before the shower took place, but it was really apparent on the day of the shower when Claire was opening up her gifts and you would, you know, see what it was and then figure out who gave it to her or whatever. And it was so clear, like your one friend, your good friend Kelly, mm-hmm. is a fantastic baker. And so she got Claire a bunch of baking things for her kitchen. And so I was like, oh my gosh, it was ready for her because it was something she could relate to. And I kept seeing that over and over again, like, oh, who gave you that? Oh my gosh, that's totally Jen. Or it just made sense. So I think that that's honestly a really good tip because people will buy you the things that they can also relate to and you end up getting fantastic things.
Yes.
So I love that.
I'm thinking that their registry is pretty well-rounded and has a variety because I do think people like direction.
People love direction. I think it's very nicely curated. So mm-hmm. I did want to kind of touch upon that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So since this is a little bit of a catch-up situation, we are going to end the podcast here.
because of the whole fiasco with the recording situation.
I think that's a great idea because you know I could talk forever, but we did talk for over an hour yesterday on a podcast that had no sound.
That had no sound and that we lost. And we had covered so much in that podcast, but what I've just decided, we're just going to break it up again now that we have our at-home studio that we've created. It's a little bit more flexibility. So you will come back probably for the next week because I still have that list of questions that I want to work through with so many different topics relating to family and your marriage and talking about Emily Owen Bowes and the business a little bit more. But that being said, I wanted to fill you guys in on the smart whole situation. And we are recording this right now. It's Friday at 6 o'clock because it's pretty much taken the whole day. And we have a dinner reservation at 6:30. So,
and you're still going to need to figure out how to edit this and get it uploaded, and get my, if that's the correct word.
No, and get all the materials from the first, I said, with a hostage situation going on there.
Yes.
I need my podcast back. So
I think this is smart.
But I wanted to stay on track. And hopefully we have still stayed on track with everyone. And thank you for bearing with this learning this journey together. We're having so much fun despite the little hiccups in between.
Right.
So thank you, Anne, for coming back. She will be back next week. Be sure to follow her on her Instagram, sincerely.anne, if you want more updates. You've been a little bit more active. You posted for the shower. We need to post for maybe the Bachelorette.
I need to post something for the Bachelorette. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then maybe I'll do a little Insta story of the hydrangeas.
Oh, absolutely.
That are still left.
Our little friends.
Yes, our pets.
Yes. And then, as always, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube, just emilyonbowes.com for my merchandise. Well, Emily Owen Bowes for Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. And then be sure to go on my website, emilyonbowes.com, to start shopping our merchandise, specifically the bow embroidered baseball hat, which has been doing so well. And we've been sending and shipping those out. And I love receiving the pictures that you have all been sending me if you purchase one. And I really appreciate it as well. Thank you so much. You're so cute in your little hats. We're matching. So we're going to end it here. We will see you all next Monday. And as always, everything is always better with a bow. Bye, everyone.